7:19 at AM 910 WJCW. On Tuesdays, around this time, we check in with Dennis Willingham from Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of our program. Good morning, Dennis. How are you doing on the lake this morning?
We are doing fine. Beginning to get daylight out here.
All righty.
So it's another beautiful fall day in the making.
Absolutely. It's kind of chilly in the lower 40s right now, but that's okay because it is cool, and you said you wanted to talk cooling system. Wait a minute. Those are different. Wait a minute. Now, what you got for us today?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Well, this is continuing our series in October. October is the fall car care month, and we're going to talk about something that that a lot of folks down through the years have focused mainly on when season change is coming about, and that is maintenance of the cooling system.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, that's kind of a misnomer. That is part of the system's job, is keeping the engine temperatures in a good range so they don't get too hot when mm-hmm. it's operating. But it does a lot of other things. The other big job it has is protecting your engine block against freezing when temperatures get down in the below 32. Usually it takes a little bit more than that to freeze a block. It usually takes getting down into the teens or close to zero before there's any danger in actually an engine block freezing. But you want to make sure that you've got the protection.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we both know, we will have some of those mornings as we go through winter when we get down in the zero and teens, so we want to be prepared for those.
Right.
You know, when we talk about coolant, the reason I said cooling systems instead of focusing on just the coolant itself is this time of year we want to do a good inspection of the complete cooling system. That includes all of the hoses and everything associated with it. You know, hoses are very deceptive because they deteriorate from the inside out. So you can open your hood and look at the hoses, and they'll look just fine. But they very well could be deteriorating from the inside. You can tell this by just taking the hose and squeezing it and see if it feels solid or if it has some spongy feeling to it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks that I know that are very particular about their motor vehicles actually change their hoses once a year to make sure that they're in good condition.
Mm.
Usually these are folks that do a lot of driving, and they don't want to take the chance of getting stranded out on the road someplace. So
right.
And it's not a very, I mean, when you think about it, it's not really a very expensive procedure to change out the hoses on your cooling system. I'm not necessarily advocating that, but I'm just throwing it out there that there are folks that take that extra step when we face this time of year. And of course, the other important component of it is the coolant itself. We used to call this antifreeze. But in today's cars, it's in use year-round, as we were just talking about, not only for preventing against freezing, but also to keep the engine cool when it's operating. So, and it is a lot like motor oil in that part of its job is to keep the system clean as it circulates through the system. It picks up any debris that may have formed on the different components in the engine and suspends them. So what happens, in fact, over a period of time, it will actually get dirty. Lots of times we'll test coolant, and it will be the tolerances for the cooling and for the antifreeze are well within range, but it'll be dirty. And for that reason, you need to have it changed. And we've got a great system that actually we put it on a machine that flushes all of the coolant out of the system. And that means not only in your radiator, but in the block and everything. And at the same time as it sucks out all the old stuff, it puts in new coolant. And so you have new coolant throughout your system. So traditionally, through the years, folks have just drained the radiator and put new antifreeze in it, and then they've only got about half of the volume of the coolant that's in the system. So by this flush, you get everything that's in the system.
There you go. Dennis Whittingham, flushing with pride this morning at Precision Tune Auto Care. Tell us about your store.
Well, we're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6 Monday through Friday and 8 to 4 on Saturday. You can come by any time. You don't need an appointment. But if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, give us a call. Our number is 926-9500.
Dennis, always a pleasure. Talk to you next Tuesday.
Everybody be safe out there this morning.